The USDA begins a new survey of honeybee pests and diseases. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Colby Paul. The Farm Bill called for a major USDA effort to survey honeybee colonies for pests and diseases in the wake of colony collapse disorder, and that survey has just begun. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
U.S. beekeepers are facing the loss of a third of their bees every winter, so they are definitely cooperating with a new Agriculture Department survey just underway of honeybee pests and diseases. Now, there have been surveys like this before, but they focused on one or two possible pests or diseases that might be involved in these losses.
This is the first one that's looking at everything in the colony, really. This survey is focusing on pests and diseases of honeybees, and it is a comprehensive survey looking at all of the known pests and diseases of honeybees in the U.S. right now. And also we're looking for potentially exotic pests that we have not found yet.
Robin Rose with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is coordinating the survey, and we are not just talking about sending out questionnaires to beekeepers.
But we have state apiary specialists who are going out and actually collecting samples from the hives.
The samples will go to, among others, USDA's Agricultural Research Service Bee Lab in Beltsville, Maryland. Jay Evans is one of the researchers there, and he says tests on the bees and debris in the hives could help answer one major question about colony collapse disorder, and that is,
can we really pin this to one or two different causes?
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And the bee is Tennessee's official state insect. The bee colony collapse disorder is a big problem in the country. Growers in Tennessee have cause for concern as well, as the value of crops benefiting from pollination of bees exceeds $119 million annually in the state. So beekeeping is vital to our crops productivity. If you're a beekeeper or interested in becoming one, the University of Tennessee provides a Bee Master program with extensive classes and demonstrations for beekeepers. Have a safe day and join us next time with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.